The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Do you remember buying your first pillow and lugging it around with you everywhere you move apartment to apartment? Do you still have that pillow? No. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, and I officially got rid of that pillow, Dana Cortez.
Finally, Anthony. After how many years? I've been telling you to throw that pillow away.
Oh, here we go. Pillow shaming session.
Well, I mean, respectfully, Automatic, it was close to two decades of almost the same pillows.
Hold up. You had the same pillow for two decades?
Yeah, this pillow, I had two pillows.
Of your DNA in there.
Yeah. Oh, multiple DNA. They withstood a few different relationships and a few different situationships. But, guys, nevertheless, I'm at the age now where I've decided to become an adult and make an official pillow investment. I got my first Tempur-Pedic pillow.
Tempur-Pedic.
Oh, Tempur-Pedic. Yeah. There you go.
So expensive, can't even say it.
Can't even say it, dude.
You know how I know that those women weren't for you? Because they slept on those pillows. They're not the ones. They were not the ones. I knew it the moment they didn't replace the pillows. How are you sleeping now with a fresh, clean, anti-microbe pillow?
Oh, my God. It's like driving a whole different car. It's a whole different experience. Like, I'm used... cover your ears, guys. It's going to get a little spendy. I'm used to spending, like, $7 to $12 on pillows.
Yeah.
This one, $100, dude.
Oh, and honestly, my gosh.
Honestly, guys.
It's like a Mercedes of pillows.
Oh, my... Yes, dude. It was a whole different experience when I went to go try it out. Like, I was test driving the pillow, and they were really nice to me, and they gave me water and all this crazy stuff, dude. But I've come to learn I'm a side sleeper, and I did not know that there's different communities of sleepers. I wasn't aware of this.
Anthony, side sleeping is the best way to sleep, and you're supposed to sleep on your left side, according to doctors. I mean, as you can tell, I'm deeply invested in pillow bedding.
I'm a pillow connoisseur. I've spent a lot of time at a lot of different hotels, so I know a lot of different pillows out there. And first of all, shout out to Marriott. They got the best pillows in the game.
They do have good pillows at the Marriott. They do.
I'm a fan of a soft pillow. I don't like a hard pillow at all.
You're not a Tempur-Pedic guy. You're right.
Dana bought us Tempur-Pedic, and I hated it. It was the worst pillow ever.
They're the best. I love them.
For you guys, not for me. I'm a stomach sleeper, so I need to have soft.
Psycho.
Put my face in the pillow.
Psycho.
How is my psycho? That's how uncomfortable.
No, Anthony, sometimes I'll look over there, and I'll be like, is he alive? His face is shoved into this
total darkness.
Perfect pillow, though, that I found him. According to height and weight, you stuff the pillow with the stuff it comes with, and it has a cover on top of a cover, and the pillow is washable. It's guaranteed for 10 years. It's amazing. And I have my Tempur-Pedic pillow, too.
I will say Dana hit it out the park with this pillow.
Yeah.
Good pillow. Well, yeah, it sounds like she has a transformer of pillows right there.
Pillows matter. If you've had your pillow for more than 2 years and it's not washable.
Or 20 like Anthony.
Gosh, get rid of it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A Harris County judge by the name of Nathan Milliron has gone viral for being extremely rude to an IT gentleman who needed help from. Here is the audio from that video. That's just kind of disgusting.
And you're disjoined from the audio here, right?
Yeah, it should be.
Let me see. Sorry.
Mariah, did I make this up?
5 seconds. 1 second. You don't have to go far.
Yeah, you're good.
False alarm.
No, it wasn't a false alarm.
False negative.
Don't joke around. I'm serious about this. It was happening.
I understand. I'm just saying I can't see it, sir.
We're good. Thank you. Get out of my courtroom. Find his supervisor.
Sick and tired.
Find a supervisor for fixing your computer that you obviously have no idea what to do with, and there was no issue. Find a supervisor for joking with you. What are you going to get him fired for jokes? That was so out of pocket and upsetting when I watched it, because you can tell that the poor IT guy is so embarrassed. You're in a room full of your peers, and this person is talking down to you. What can you do? And this isn't the first time, by the way. KPRC found another moment when this judge went off on an attorney.
Well, this hearing is done.
She's asking for a sanction.
Deputy, remove her from my bench now. No, you may not. This hearing is over. These people today. Step away. You're about to be cuffed.
Oh, my gosh. Settle down. You're about to be cuffed. It wouldn't surprise me if he would throw somebody in jail just because he's in a bad mood.
Sounds like a bully.
He does. So can you remove a judge from the bench for being rude?
Listen, I don't think so. I'm very passionate about this because I want to defend the IT homie so bad.
Right.
But I also have a lot of, between us, unpaid tickets. So... respect.
Judge Milliron Anthony A is on your side.
You can yell at me if you want to, sir. I don't care.
So there are attorneys that are speaking out and saying he's violating your First Amendment rights, like to these attorneys, because this is a pattern that he has, mm-hmm. not allowing them to speak. Just on a personal note, he's kind of a POS.
Yeah.
He's kind of,
he's abusing his power.
How do you work with somebody who talks to you like that? And especially when you really need your job, because, you know, in a lot of cases, I know I've been spoken to like that. I couldn't do anything because I needed my check.
Yep.
Like there was really nothing I could do. I used to be a program director, which is kind of, it's the person at the radio station that puts all the music in and does everything. And then I didn't want that job anymore. And I was just doing mornings, and I went in to get evaluated by the current program director. And I said, hey, you should hear this new song. And he went off on me. He was screaming at me, you just want to be the boss. I was like, oh my God, I just wanted you to hear this new song. Screaming so loudly that a gentleman from the rock station down the hall, his name is Sam, had to run up the hall and say, hey, are you okay? You should probably take it down. Like, it was so insane.
Anytime you have to have somebody from the rock station step in to like, turn it down a little, that must have been pretty loud.
Not only that, and I'm not trying to pull like the car. I was scared.
Yeah.
Because he was up in my face. Do you know? I was just like, oh.
Clearly, he felt intimidated by you then, right?
It was a total power trip. Let me tell you, I'm the boss, Dana, not you.
Mm. Oh, do you think he thought you wanted his job?
Oh, for sure.
Mm.
Well, I don't want your job.
I've been played out by a few people. I'm not going to get too messy, even though I want to. But I'm thinking of there was a period at the comedy club where I work at where they had a new manager.
Yeah.
And he made everybody basically reapply or re-audition for jobs that we had already had.
Oh.
That is and so weird.
So, yeah. So
you're under new ownership over there, huh?
Exactly. I had been working at the club for like 2 years. And then when I get there to this open audition, I thought I was going to get like, you know, to be able to go up right away. He's like, no, you could get on a wait list.
Oh, no, he didn't. Here's
what it all comes down to. When I first met him, his name was Orlando, and I accidentally called him Alex. And
he was going to show you who's who.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, since then, it was tough sledding.
Now, wait. You got your position back, right? Everything was fine?
Oh, yeah, because I went above his boss. That's what I did.
Let me show you who's got the power.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Gosh, this dad, Jason Gahn, is going viral because he spent 20 months learning to play the saxophone to surprise his son and future daughter at their wedding. Take a listen.
It's my sincere gift to both of you. Remember my main reason to tell you nothing is not possible. If you put your mind, everything is possible. I love you both and all the best.
And right now, let's go.
So nothing is not possible with everything. He took 20 months of his life, 3 times a week. For all that time, he would leave the house for 1 hour and go practice and then practice at home. His wife, finally, he had to tell her. He was trying to hide it from his wife. But he's like, I had to tell her where I was going. I was disappearing for an hour a day.
Also, you can't really cover up a blaring saxophone either.
That's true. God bless his wife.
Especially when somebody's learning to play it. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I remember when we got married, Otto, you're not the most romantic guy. You know, you've never been like super sensitive. You are who you are, and I love you for it. But the vows that you wrote and you read at the church had everybody in tears. I remember having to read my vows after, and I couldn't even do it. And our dance, Anthony, oh my gosh. Otto blew me. He doesn't dance either. He blew me away. We danced to Evan James.
I was practicing coming up to that point, though, because I knew I was going to have to dance in front of people.
The dancing part, Automatic does have a good rhythm. So the dancing part is not a shocker to me. The shocker to me is Automatic actually public speaking in front of everybody.
Oh, and with love. And he stood there and he did it. And we were just all, everybody was just crying.
Automatic, do you remember any of the vows that you said to Dana?
They're on. I actually have them on one of my old phones that's in my dresser that's next to my bed, in my bedside dresser.
It's like a BlackBerry.
I think it's a BlackBerry. So yeah, it was from a long time ago, dude.
Anthony, I know you're, you know, obviously you're not married or anything, but do you think about your wedding? Is that something that you dream about?
Oh my God, no, not at all.
Besides,
I mean, maybe like the party. I think about getting all
the
my friends
parties.
Together and having a good time with all my homies. That's what I think about. But this story, honestly, this story get triggered flashbacks. When I was playing the saxophone in middle school, I was so bad that my mom and my stepdad made me go practice by the ditch.
No.
I have very distinctive flashbacks to me practicing my saxophone by the ditch
because
I was so loud and horrible.
I just keep thinking about Anthony playing the sax by the river. Like, Llorona hated you. Like, God, what is going on?
It's like, send that boy back to his house.
That is the worst sound, though. When Ava was learning the clarinet, our daughter, the neighbors would bang. Oh. We had an apartment. They would bang on the ceiling for her to stop doing it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so I have a big question. Did you work when you were expecting a baby? Did you have to go in every single day up until the day you had a baby or maybe a week or two before? There is one Miss Universe contestant that revealed something about her competition that may have been disqualifying. So she didn't tell anybody till afterward. She was expecting a baby.
Oh.
She was, I think, 4 months pregnant. And
obviously not showing.
Otto, exactly. I saw her in a swimsuit and 4 months. I was like, what? She did not look at all pregnant. I wish I looked like that now and I'm not pregnant. I was like, what is going on?
I will say I wouldn't believe that normally, but Dana, when she's pregnant, nobody could tell.
Nobody could tell. Right.
It wasn't until you were like 8 months that people started being like, are you pregnant? What's
you
going on
there?
You
looked more pregnant than I did, Otto, when we were expecting Ava Max.
Didn't have to go there. Didn't have to say that.
It was true. You gained, what, 48 pounds?
I was keeping it nice. I was keeping it cordial, but if we're going to go there, let's go there, okay?
Let's go. You gain 48 pounds?
Okay.
Maybe I did, but it was because I was love eating. I was eating all the food. I was eating all the food that you ordered that I wouldn't let go to waste like a good Catholic boy, okay?
There you go. Here is Miss Universe. Not Miss Universe, Miss Canada.
My name is Jamie Vandenberg. I'm 28 years old. I want to be Miss Universe Canada because as a survivor of violence, I know that each moment is an opportunity to turn our struggle into strength.
Oh, she didn't win, but she's making headlines, like I said, especially because of the photo. I'll post it for sure so you can check it out. But women are just so amazing in general. Like, think about Serena Williams in 2017. Do you remember she won the Australian Open? She was like four months
pregnant.
Oh, yeah. She didn't tell anybody either. So a lot of Serena said, I didn't say anything because I didn't want anyone to feel like I wasn't capable or judges to look at me or people, you know, tell me don't do it. She won the Australian Open. That was back in 2017. We do have Miss Sandy on the line. She's an RN. Hi, Sandy. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. So did you work while you were pregnant?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely.
Whoa.
Well, she's like, come on, Dana.
I know. Well, I did too. I mean, I worked up until the day I gave birth. But
literally,
I just, you know,
day.
Yeah, yeah. You worked till the day you gave birth
to? I was scheduled to work that day.
You're like, I can't make it. I'm about to have a baby. I'll see you in 6 weeks.
me and Dana had a remote at a pizza place that day.
I know, we did.
And she was like, she's like, my stomach feels kind of weird. We should go look and see at least where the hospital's at.
And then like, yeah, the next morning at 6 a.m. I gave birth. See, Elizabeth, you made me smile. It's so good to be on the radio here.
Well, it's absolutely great to have y'all.
Woo!
And, you know, I have been a nurse for quite some time. I've saved thousands of lives, hundreds of physicians behind, and now I do hospice, and I save souls. So.
Oh, you're an angel.
Well,
you
I have a feeling, yeah, your job's a little more important than ours.
Yeah, it is. Hey, we're making people smile. Our job's not too bad, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.